afternoon. This is Deanna Spingola. It is Saturday, September 22nd, 2012, and this is one of my special programs. We have no commercials, no censorship, no calls, and no music. It is just education and information. It is bare bones broadcasting. I do not have a guest today, but would like to share some of my own thoughts with you. In the alternative media, we find disinformation and misinformation, and there is a big difference. Disinformation is deliberate, subtle, insidious propaganda, frequently integrated with the truth. Misinformation, on the other hand, may be a simple demonstration of ignorance. We are unequally educated. Some people do not read, but rather draw their conclusions from their like-minded associates. Unfortunately, integrated misinformation is prevalent in the so-called truth movement environment, where susceptible people accept perpetual legends that scholarly investigators have thoroughly invalidated. An author, a radio host, or even a guest might present factual information 90% of the time. It is the 10% that we need to worry about. We cannot judge a person's intentions, whether the misinformation is intentional or not, but we can often see the influence that that information has. My guests and I discuss a lot of very controversial topics, subjects that make many people very nervous, even though we are attempting to educate people with the truth. It does not matter if a belief is popular. It only matters if it is the truth. It is the only way that we are ever going to solve the magnitude of our problems. People perpetuate false information, often unknowingly, because he or she is quoting or relying on other people's information. Just because something is widely believed does not make it a fact. In doing research, one has to establish a criteria, including but not limited to the following. Number one, where did the information come from? Is it well sourced? Can an observer go back and find that same information in those sources? Did the author quote the sources accurately? Number two, what is the background of the author? Is that author biased? Is that author of a particular ethnic background that would color his or her thoughts or policies or principles or beliefs or agenda? Number three, is the person adamantly promoting a particular theory, whether it's on the radio or in a book, in an effort to conceal the real culprits? And this is particularly true in the alternative media, where we find so many people, particularly on certain networks, that talk about how the Nazis did this and the Nazis did that, and they blame everything on the Nazis. Recently, there was a video that was blaming the 1918 flu pandemic on the Nazis. Unbelievable. Number four, is his or her book, excuse me, on the New York Times bestseller list? Excuse me. People make that list. Authors make that list because the powers that be want to promote a particular theory. Number five, always remember the 90-10 ratio. 90% of the truth does not make the questionable 10% factual. And people often say, oh, but that person is so good. They just present so many wonderful things. But then it it's so difficult to separate out the 10% that is deception, deliberate deception. People who employ authoritative sound bites in their radio shows, or those court historians who write books making misleading claims that either the Vatican or the re-emerging Nazis are behind most of the world's problems, are really insulting their listeners and or their readers. These clever, charismatic, deceptive disinformants rely wholly on the supposed ignorance of those to whom they disseminate their distortions. They figure that their listeners, perhaps indoctrinated by TV-type news, will accept their views without question. Radio host spewing a slightly amended, yet official version of history may think that his or her listeners will not pay attention to a legitimate, unbiased account of history in order to make conclusions about contemporary events. They figure that these listeners will just accept what they tell them. The writers who create simple-to-read 101-style books think that their readers will never seek confirmation, will never do the necessary research, will not turn off their TVs or pick up a nonfiction book. The New York Times, as I mentioned before, features some of these court historians, such as the author of The Rise of the Fourth Reich in America on its bestsellers list. That is not because his book or other books have sold a particular quantity, but because the newspaper is promoting the author's official yet nonpartisan party line. It doesn't matter whether they're preaching Republicanism or if they're a Democrat. Both parties go hand in hand in furthering the agenda. You find that the Marxist Jews control the left and the Zionist Jews control the right. Nazis aren't even a factor. Now, I have created a list, an abbreviated one at that, about why the New World Order, as the former president, George H.W. Bush, deliberately, deceptively described it, is not the German Fourth Reich. You know, people in public places make suggestions. They create phrases that they hope that you will pick up and run with. They're not doing this inadvertently or accidentally. They're introducing concepts. Further, the Vatican or the Catholic Church, much assaulted in the media, does not control what many people refer to as the New World Order, a term that misleads and diverts populations from recognizing and acknowledging a common enemy, an enemy that dozens of countries have deported at least 109 times. In the alternative radio, we have a lot of people who propagate the repeatedly repudiated myth that the Nazis have taken over the U.S. government and that the Nazis generated the New World Order. Others, as I mentioned, blame the Catholic Church for all of the world's troubles. I am a linear thinker. I like lists and timelines as they help connect the proverbial dots. In the following list, I will use the abbreviation GV. G to denote the German Fourth Reich, and V to denote the Vatican. Okay, on with my list. The GV did not formalize the Illuminati and then infiltrate Freemasonry to perpetuate its agenda. the GV did not create Christian Zionism as early as 1809 in London. The GV did not create the circumstances of the Damascus Affair in order to further unify Jews and to collect humanitarian funds for Jews. The GV has not, do not ritually sacrifice people to satisfy a religious dogma. And that sacrifice can take any form, whether it be abortion, warfare, or other kinds of sacrificial rituals. The GV did not, has not, ultimately infiltrated all of America's corporate churches. The GV has not infiltrated the Christian identity community. The GV did not create the B'nai B'rith, which means Sons of the Covenant, in 1843. The GV did not institute slavery. Further, they did not own the majority of the slave ships. Also, many people misconstrue the fact that the South had practiced slavery, when basically a very small minority of the South owned slaves. The GV does not claim to be God's chosen people while describing everyone else as animals, without a soul. The GV did not orchestrate the 1837, the 1857, the 1893, the 1907, the 1929, and all economic crashes since then. The GV did not initiate the socialist revolutions in Europe in 1848. The GV is not running the central banks in the majority of the nations. The GV did not initiate the so-called Civil War in the United States, a war that I view as a socialist revolution. The GV did not institute the savage practice of circumcision in the U.S. in 1869. The GV did not create the American Dental Association in 1859 that sanctioned the use of mercury in dentistry after most dentists vowed to stop using it in the 1840s. The GV did not run the early opium trade and does not now run the illicit drug trade coming from, well, a number of places, including Afghanistan. And of course, it's the U.S. forces that are over there protecting that trade and protecting the opium fields, the poppy fields. The GV were opposed to the Jewish settlement of Palestine before 1900. And I suppose that made a lot of people really mad. The GV did not devise the protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion as a policy roadmap. The GV did not help create the Federal Reserve with a very complicit Congress. The GV did not impose usury on the U.S. population. The GV did not create the Anti-Defamation League to prohibit criticism of Jews. The B'nai B'rith did that. The GV does not now censor YouTube videos, Wikipedia, or other websites. The ADL does that. The GV did not create the educational apparatus to dumb down students. Rockefeller, a Jew, according to a book, The Grandees, The Story of America's Sephardic Elite, indicates, but Carnegie, along with Rockefeller, did. The GV did not buy the Encyclopedia Britannica in about 1897 and start changing facts in that multi-volume set. The GV did not alter U.S. history. The Rockefeller Foundation did that. The GV did not destroy natural medicine in America and other countries. The GV did not impose Bolshevism in Russia in 1917, leading to the deaths of millions of Christians. The GV both vociferously opposed communism in Europe. The GV did not create the Balfour Declaration. The GV did not install hundreds of communists into the Roosevelt administration. The GV did not recruit Japan to be the military mercenary in Southeast Asia and confiscate the majority of the gold in those countries. The GV did not destroy 500 towns, nor slaughter the residents and seize Palestine. The GV did not communize China and thereafter invest in its economy. The GV did not distribute U.S. patents to Japan and China after the war, after the Second World War. The GV certainly did not confiscate Germany's patents at the end of World War II for corporate use in the United States, to the tune of about 300,000. It jump-started the economy. The GV did not convene the military tribunals at Nuremberg as a precedent for a world court. The GV did not create the League of Nations. The GV did not create the Council on Foreign Relations. The GV did not create the United Nations. The GV did not create the CIA, which has slaughtered about 6 million people in various countries and engages in terrorist activities as a policy, often in conjunction with the Mossad. The GV did not steal Tesla's research and later weaponize it. The GV did not fund Kinsey or promote a homosexual gay marriage agenda. The GV did not fund the women's movement, which ultimately led to Roe v. Wade. The GV does not promote multiculturalism in every country except in the Israeli state. The GV does not, through legislation, promote unlimited immigration from third world countries into the U.S. The GV does not have their own version of AIPAC. The GV did not institute the FDA, the Department of Homeland Security, the AMA, the ACA, and dozens of other alphabet agencies, part of the growing bureaucracy. The GV does not impose a costly kosher tax on thousands of U.S. food products. The GV does not have a monopoly in the textile industry to satisfy the religious dogma of not mixing certain fibers like wool and cotton. The GV does not engage in false flag attacks and then blame their enemies in order to initiate warfare. The GV did not plan the USS Maine incident to invade Cuba and the Philippines. The GV did not orchestrate the Lusitania incident to start World War I. The GV did not orchestrate the Pearl Harbor incident to start World War II. The GV did not devise the Bay of Tonkin incident to invade Vietnam. The GV did not attack the USS Liberty on June 8, 1967, and then blame Egypt. The GV did not destroy the Murrah Building. The GV did not devise the attack on the towers in 1993. The GV did not devise 9/11 to invade Afghanistan and Iraq. The GV does not collect reparations to this very day based on the Holocaust lie. The GV did not institutionalize the Holocaust by creating taxpayer-funded museums. The GV does not control Hollywood. Jews, by their own admission, control the entertainment industry and the news industry and thus shape a nation's morality or lack thereof. The GV does not have a monopoly of the publishing industry. The GV did not commit genocide in Russia and kill 66 million people. The GV did not sanction the U.S. genocide of 56 million babies characterized as free choice. The GV does not control Big Pharma or sit on dozens of corporate boards. The GV did not outsource U.S. production and insource cheap labor via free trade agreements. Rockefeller, the Jew, started that fiasco. The GV does not give millions of dollars to U.S. congressional members. The GV does not seek to control the U.S. government in favor of Israel. The GV does not control the five monopoly worldwide media companies. The GV does not have a disproportionate number of individuals influencing the culture through their positions in the media. And I'm talking about individuals here and not companies. Think about the number of people in the media who are Jewish. The GV did not decimate the economies of third world countries like India. The GV does not run the U.S.-based military-industrial complex. The GV is not making a fortune poisoning cancer patients for profit instead of providing natural cures. The GV does not conceal the hundreds of rabbis who engage in pedophilia. The GV does not put fluoride in the water or aspartame in the food supply. The GV is not engaged in creating and distributing genetically modified foods. The GV is not spraying Americans with poison to allegedly kill the West Nile virus. The GV is not attempting to install smart meters on every home in America. The GV is not, I'm sorry, I thought I had that disconnected. The GV is not attempting, again, to install smart meters on every home in America. The GV is not implementing geoengineering worldwide to control the food supply. The GV is not crisscrossing our skies with chemicals designed to alter the weather. The GV members do not sit, as I said before, on corporate boards in order to control the labor. And remember that labor controls the economy. If people don't have jobs, it affects the economy. The GV did not design or rewrite the Bible. The GV do not claim to be the chosen people and therefore assume that they can be accorded certain privileges that the rest of us are denied. The GV does not choose the two presidential candidates each election. The GV is not using biowarfare via a vaccine program promoted by Bill Gates, who also invests heavily in Monsanto. And remember that Bill Gates made a deal with the Treasury Department that he would do those things, promote depopulation, in order to maintain his monopoly. The GV does not have a Monsanto monopoly on 90% of the world's seed. The GV does not control the world's energy corporations. The GV have not purchased the world's major aquifers in order to control the world's water supply. The GV did not create the power grid in compliance with Agenda 21. The GV did not with the expertise of Maurice Strong, create Agenda 21. The GV is not behind the 1991 passage of the Noahide laws that calls for the death of Christians. The GV is not responsible for replacing the manger scene at the White House with a giant menorah. The GV does not control the Supreme Court. The GV has not designed the Talmudic legislation that controls the nation with dozens and dozens of alphabet agencies. Think about who writes the legislation. It is not the people who supposedly represent us in Congress, but it is other organizations, special interest organizations. And you must remember who benefits. When you're looking at any issue, you need to understand who benefits. So we need to remember, folks, that in the alternative media, we have a lot of people who continue to blame the Nazis for everything that is going wrong. There's Nazi bashing on so many programs because they don't think, people, that you're bright enough. They don't think you're bright enough to figure this out. They think that they are so smart that you're not going to catch on. But I have a funny feeling that maybe you are. That you are catching on. That you're not ignorant. That you are beginning to recognize those clever, deceptive disinformants. And I think that we have an opportunity to beat them. They figure that their listeners just don't have a clue. Well, they spew all of this garbage. But I think that you do. I think that you have what it takes to do the research, to listen to the alternative side, to listen to unbiased reporters. I think you know. I'm depending on you to know and to draw your own conclusions, to seek confirmation in the books, to turn off your TVs, to do what it takes to overcome what these court historians and these deceptive radio hosts are trying to make you believe because they underestimate your skills and your mentality. Thank you again. This has been Deanna. Have a wonderful rest of the weekend. Bless you. Bye-bye.